When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. A few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. If you come from a different generation or background than most people in a particular field, there might be a way to use that as an advantage. So instead of thinking about what you need to overcome or compensate for example, a lack of technical knowledge, consider what you can offer. Today on the program, we'll look at a chiropractor who becomes exhausted with the same daily routine after over 20 years in the field. She then steps off that treadmill and into a new life as a travel blogger, and now earns an average of $6,000 to $8,000 a month while seeing the world. It just goes to show that not every travel blogger is in their 20s or 30s. In fact, many of them aren't. And for brands on the lookout for ambassadors, influencers, reviews, standing out can be a strength. The woman in this story describes herself as 50 plus, and she's now earning a very good living doing what she calls smart luxury travel. I think a lot of people can take something from this story, so pay attention. Here's a shout out to our sponsor, and then on with the show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For Dr. Cassinda Maloney, 22 years had gone by in a blur. She had been working as a chiropractor, and when she wasn't at work, she was driving her kids to school, then back from school, and then to all of their sporting events. While she loved those kids, the grind was wearing her down. In fact, the only thing that kept her sane was a habit she'd followed religiously. Every 6 weeks, she would take a trip. When Cassinda first started her chiropractic practice, she hired a business manager. He could see how hard she worked, so to help her avoid burnout, he suggested that she implement this habit. He said it would be the carrot that dangled in front of her to keep her marching forward. So Cassinda spent those years traveling all over the world, once every 6 weeks.
Sometimes her husband and her kids would join her, and other times she would go solo. Over time, she began to accumulate a lot of frequent flyer miles and loyalty program points. She began to read every blog she could find on travel hacking, and quickly learned the best ways to redeem her points for high-value trips. But even though she was learning to travel more effectively, it wasn't increasing the amount of travel she could do. She was still dealing with the drudgery of her daily routine. Cassandra needed to find something fun to do during the work week. After thinking about it for a while, she realized that she could start blogging about all of the knowledge she had accumulated. So pointsandtravel.com launched in August 2012, and Cassandra committed to write every day. For the first 6 months, she enjoyed it, but realized that something was still missing. She wanted to write about travel itself, not just the technical aspects of points and miles. In fact, she found that side of things to be boring. She didn't care about the points in the end. She cared about the travel and the culture she experienced because of it. So Cassandra began to shift and write about those things instead. She also took another step in her blogging career and began going to conferences for travel bloggers to network. As a self-described introvert with a shy demeanor, Cassandra didn't always have the easiest time with face-to-face networking. When she tried doing speed dating with PR professionals, she felt intimidated. She found value in the events in an unexpected way, however. Cassandra made a lot of new friends who shared her passions and interests. And through those connections, gigs and opportunities for press trips began to crop up. Inadvertently, she was doing some of her best networking. The majority of her first few jobs were unpaid. At this point, it was 2014, and Cassandra wanted to make travel blogging a full-time career. Even though she wasn't sure what her money situation would look like, she just couldn't take the 9-to-5 anymore, so she began to plan a transition. Leaning on the experience that the unpaid work gave her, she started to create her own media kit and send letters to companies that she wanted to work with. Before long, she was picked up by Travelocity as a travel ambassador. She had a contract to write 2 stories a month for a year. Cassandra also made money from sponsored posts, freelancing for local tourism boards, and from social media promotions. She rounded off her first year by making roughly $15,000. Not bad for a new blog. Since then, pointsandtravel.com has continued to grow. Her initial startup costs were minimal. She just had to pay for website hosting, a WordPress theme, logo design, and some business cards. But as her blog got bigger, so did her costs. She ended up needing to pay writers, hire virtual assistants, and attend more conferences. Fortunately, it wasn't just her costs that were growing, her profits were up too. Cassandra now earns an average of $6,000 to $8,000 a month from it. Most of her income is from doing paid campaigns or press trips. She's attractive to companies behind those trips because of her unique experience in the industry. Cassandra is over 50 years old, has a family, and is okay with spending a chunk of money on vacations. Many other travel bloggers are young, 20-somethings, who are just looking to be able to travel in the first place. Whether that means staying in a tent or a hostel or on the floor of the airport, like I used to do many years ago. Whereas Cassandra believes in what she calls smart luxury travel. She wants to stay in nice hotels, but she also wants to get the best bang for her buck. For higher-end travel companies, she is the perfect person to represent their brand. Now, almost 8 years after she started her blog, Cassandra has continued to travel even further around the world and has no plans to stop. What's changed is that now she gets paid well for it. So if you want to get into this kind of industry, travel blogging or anything that's even remotely related, it really helps to have a good, memorable fact about you to help you stand out. For example, for me, for a long time, my memorable fact was, hey, I'm going to every country in the world. And I didn't actually plan to be a travel blogger. I didn't actually do much work with brands. That wasn't really my thing. But I did notice, like, as I pursued that quest, everywhere I went, people would be like, oh, this is Chris. He's going to every country in the world. And then even after I completed that quest, which is now, 5 years later, people would still say, oh, this is Chris. He went to every country in the world. So Cassandra's memorable fact, which we talked about in the episode, but also like if I go to her about page, it is just right there front and center, which I think is so smart. She says, I have traveled every 6 weeks of my life for over 25 plus years. That is interesting, notable, and unusual. Then she goes on to tell the rest of her story. You know, a doctor by profession, I gave up my career 7 years ago to travel even more. I hope to inspire you to visit a few new sites around the world and dive into a new culture. So like I said at the top of the episode, Cassandra is 50 plus. She did feel like, when she was getting into this, she had to learn a whole new technical world. It was a little bit intimidating, but through online classes, YouTube videos, and that networking she did, she became more comfortable with it. And she realized that it actually wasn't an insurmountable obstacle. And as I said, having some fact about you that's different, memorable, otherwise helping you stand out from everyone else, can actually be an advantage, not a disadvantage. So think about that for yourself. Maybe you don't want to be a travel blogger, but whatever limitation you feel has been holding you back from doing whatever it is that you want to do, could there be some way that it's actually a strength? Doesn't mean you don't have to compensate for something. It doesn't mean you don't have to learn something. Doesn't mean that, you know, you have strengths and weaknesses. That's normal. But just think about whether that thing could work in your favor. Oh, and also remember, you have to do something about it, because inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. That's the whole purpose of this show, to shine the spotlight on all the interesting things people are doing to create freedom for themselves, economic empowerment, to allow them to do what's important to them. Today's show notes, including links to Cassandra's blog, anything else I talked about, will be at sidehustleschool.com/930. Episode 930. All right, much more is coming up. Do be sure you're subscribed. It's completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.